you know, on the 1st of January, we wish everyone a Happy New Year. And everyone is very excited. But you just watch after some time. And generally, people get back into the same old life. And I want to say that that is not God's will for us. I believe the Lord wants to help us every day and make the year a wonderful year and glorious year for us right from January 1st to December 31st. You know, I believe when we come to the end of the year, we should be able to say, the Lord did a good work. He began a good work, He completed it. And we don't come and testify, oh, I was unfaithful, but the Lord was faithful. That is the old covenant testimony. But I believe in the new covenant, we should be able to say, Jesus led me all the way, every year, every day. And then our testimony will be completely different. And on 31st, when we come back, I believe it shall be a wonderful time of thanksgiving and honoring the Lord. Okay, that's just for the introduction. And as we look at this year, I want to say we have great possibilities in 2015. You may ask me, brother, what is that possibility? And I want to say, number one, Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. You know, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And I believe Jesus is the light of the world. He who walks in me, He said, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. But Jesus also said, you are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. And I want to tell all of you this morning, brothers and sisters, instead of you, can you put your name there? Hello? Are you looking at me? Put your name there and say, God's called me to be the light of the world. And then life becomes interesting. Then you become responsible. You know, when we get saved, we get a connection with the Lord. And that's why when the person was saved, he gets the light of Jesus into his life. But then, as we keep a connection with the Lord, and as we keep away sin from us, and as we walk in obedience to the Lord, the light gets brighter and brighter. You know, in the beginning when we start with, we're almost like 0 watt bulb. You know, 0 watt bulb they put in the bedroom. Minimum light, okay, night when you want to go to sleep, we get very dim light. Okay, in the beginning we are like that. But as we walk with the Lord, our light should become brighter and brighter. And you should become 100 watts afterwards. And after some time, 1,000 watts. And after some time, bright, shining light, like a dome light. And that's something wonderful, brothers and sisters. What a calling as we look at 2015. It says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. You can follow the screen along. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. It's a lovely verse. Maybe we can look at verse 14 also. Maybe we can read from 13. For it is God who is at work in you, right from January 1st, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Then it says, do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world. I don't know about you, I get excited. I say, Lord, thank you for the privilege to be the light of the world. And that shows that we've got to be responsible. You can't have sin in your life and ask the Lord to make you a light. You know, sin, when we walk in darkness, we can't shine. When we walk in disobedience, we can't shine. When we complain and murmur, we can't shine. It's always sin that breaks a connection with the Lord, that prevents us from shining. And that's why in this church we say, take sin seriously every day, not just on 31st. You know, some people become very serious on 31st. and start making resolutions, but which doesn't last for more than a week. But I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, stay connected with Jesus. You know, we sing that old Sunday school song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine." And oh, may God give us grace to shine every day for Jesus. And then when you come to the end of the year, you will say, "Thank you, Lord, for giving me grace to shine for you, to be a light for you." And then you will not regret for the way you lived. So may you redeem the time and make good use of every day and stay connected to the Lord and keep shining, shining for Jesus. And may God make you the light of the world. And another wonderful possibility is Jesus said in the same chapter, Matthew 5 verse 13. He said, "You are the salt of the earth." And again, make it personal, put your name there. You know, that I am going to be the salt of the earth. You know, when we eat our food, when there's no salt, it's very bland. It's tasteless. But you put a little salt, the food becomes tasty. And God wants you, brothers and sisters, to be a tasty Christian, a salty Christian, and a tasty Christian. And you know, wherever you go, just spread a little salt and make a difference in their lives. And what a wonderful challenge we have in this year, brothers and sisters, to be the light, to be the salt. And again, as you get connected to the Lord, you become more and more tasty and blessing to others. And then Jesus said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and you shall be my witnesses." But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. "And you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth." So that's our calling for this year. To be a witness for Jesus at home, in the midst of all our neighbors and relatives and friends, and at school and at college and at office and wherever we go, to be a witness for Jesus. And that's something wonderful, brothers and sisters. And not only that, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15, it says, "We are a fragrance of Christ." That's a calling. You know, we come across people who got perfume, and you know, they leave behind a good odor. And wherever we go, think that we can spread the fragrance of Christ and leave behind a good spirit. What a fantastic calling we have on earth. And then, you know, God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, "I will bless you and you will be a blessing. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." You know, brothers and sisters, when you get connected to the Lord, when you let the Lord shine through you, and you become a salty and a tasty Christian, you're a witness for Jesus, and you spread the fragrance of Christ, God will bless you and make you a blessing. Don't you want that in your life this year? "Lord, make me a blessing to many, Lord." I remember one person saying, "I want to be a blessing to as many as possible." That's a good desire to have. "Lord, in 2015, I want to bless as many as I can. Every day, I don't want to be a passive, dull, lazy kind of Christian. I want to bless others, as many as possible." You know, there are many, many ways by which we can bless the others. Oh, may God give us grace to be a blessing to many. And I hope, brothers and sisters, you see all the wonderful possibilities you have this year. And don't you waste your time. And like Psalmist said, "Teach us, Lord, to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." And then you learn to use every day wisely and faithfully. You know, we can receive each day as a gift from the Lord. That's why the psalmist said, This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad. We can say this is the year the Lord has made. And I believe God wants us to rejoice and be glad in it and make the best use of 2015. Can I hear amen? Yeah. Okay. The second possibility we have in 2015. You know, brothers and sisters, we can walk with the Lord. He says about Enoch. Enoch walked with the Lord. And then Enoch pleased God. I praise the Lord for Enoch. And Noah walked with God, and he was obedient to God. Abraham walked with God, and he became a friend of God. Moses walked with God, and his face began to shine. And David walked with God, and became a man after God's own heart. Now, you and I can also walk with God in 2015, and become more and more like Jesus. As you and I are faithful in every temptation. You know, the Bible says in 1 John, we have to walk as Jesus walked. That's your privilege, brothers and sisters. You know, Jesus was faithful in every temptation. And oh, it's our calling to challenge all the young people, especially to learn to be faithful each day in every temptation. And you may ask, brother, how can I walk with the Lord? We can't walk in a physical way, but you know we can walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We can walk in love and refuse to come out of love. We can walk in humility. We can walk in the light and get rid of all darkness from our lives. You know, I believe all of us must learn to stand erect and say, as far as I know, I am walking in the light. I am not living in any conscious sin or disobedience. And that's how you learn to walk in faithfulness. And we also learn to walk by faith. We have not seen the Lord, but we still believe the Lord loved us, and thus we walk by faith. And you know, when we look at another year, some people think, oh, 12 months, 365 days, it looks so big. But you know, we can walk with the Lord one day at a time. And then each day will become a wonderful year. We used to sing an old country song. I don't know whether some of you know it. It says, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Lord, help me today. Show me the way. One day at a time. And I believe the Lord doesn't put a burden on us, dear brothers and sisters. Each day you can learn to walk with the Lord. Like the other Sunday school song, walking with Jesus, walking every day, walking all the way, walking in the sunshine, walking in the shadow, walking with Jesus. Oh, I loved those days when Brother Ian and myself and other brothers worked in the Sunday school department. And oh, we used to love the action songs, and it still excites me. Walking with Jesus alone. And I'm not tired of singing the songs again and again. And if you don't know it, you must learn that song. And there's another old Christian song. It says, just a closer walk with you, Lord. Grant to Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to you. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. And oh, may we learn to walk with the Lord. What a wonderful thing if the brothers and sisters in CFC can learn to walk with the Lord every day. And then life will become better and better, and it won't be boring. Okay. And I want to move on to the third possibility we have in 2015. You know, in Acts chapter 6 verse 4. I love that verse. Acts chapter 6 verse 4. You know, in the early church, they had a problem, some administrative problem, and they got together and they sorted it out. And they said, we'll choose some people and let them take care of all this administrative work. And verse 4, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We can say that is the apostolic priority. And I want to challenge all of you this morning, let the word of God be your priority in 2015.
15, especially all of you young people, don't tell me, oh brother, there are 66 books in the Bible and I don't get time to read every day. You know, you got to make time. Take some specific action to spend time with God's Word. And I want to this morning give you some suggestions. It's not a rule. To begin with, read all the small books of the Bible first. And then you'll get some motivation and encouragement to read all the big books. For example, Obadiah is a very small chapter, small book. Jonah, Nahum, Malachi. There are many small books. You can finish it off so quickly. And then go to the bigger ones. Like, you know, in the examination they say, first answer the questions which are easy. Then you can answer the tough questions. So don't tell me you don't have time for all the 66 books. Begin with the small books. Even Philippians got only 4 chapters. Colossians got only 4 chapters. Titus, very small book. Philemon, Jude. You can finish it off, brothers and sisters. And give it a try this year. You'll find you're able to complete so many books in a short time. And then you can read all the major prophets also, like Isaiah and Jeremiah, Ezekiel. I remember once I was traveling one day and I finished Ezekiel, you know. So if you want, you can. Yeah, you don't have to give any excuses. And if you read Psalms regularly, you'll become a worshipper. You read Proverbs regularly, you'll become wiser in 2015. And if you read the Gospels often, you'll get to see the glory of Jesus. And you read the epistles, you'll see the glory of Jesus more. And you can also read all the poetic books, Ecclesiastes, Lamentations, and other books which are not so big. And there are history books. You can read that also. 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. Yeah, then it's good to understand the history of God's people. And then we have another set of books, what we call some of the personal books, like Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, Ruth, and Esther. You'll find you get challenged when you read the lives of these men. I was reading about Nehemiah this morning, and I was really challenged. Nehemiah feared God so much. Oh, he had a burden in his heart. And he was a man of sacrifice. And I believe it, the more we want to learn from all these godly men, our life will be challenged. And you can pray, Lord, in 2015, I want the Bible to be interesting for me. And don't just have some dreams. You got to take some specific actions. Use your spare time. Avoid wasting time. And become a student of God's Word. And ask the Lord to give you some insight. Daniel got insight and understanding and revelation. And I believe we need to pray, Lord, illumine your word to me. And I believe the Lord wants to reveal his word to us. And that will make you spiritually wealthy. You know, there's a lovely verse in Psalm 119. Psalm 119. If you have not seen this verse before, I want to show you. 162. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil. Oh, may that verse become true in your life. That you find great wealth in God's word. I'm sorry to say, so many of God's people are spiritually poor. Because they're not taking time to dig into God's word. And I believe God wants to make us wealthy this year. It's up to you, brothers and sisters. I can't force you. There's so much wealth in God's word. If you want, you can take it, draw from it. And not only that, God's word will be like a dew bringing freshness into your life. And then you'll be able to challenge and bless the others. And I believe every time we come together, the Lord wants to give us a fresh word. An anointed word, a prophetic word, a blessed word. And don't tell me that's just for the elders. That's for you, brothers and sisters. All of us must bring in the wealth of God's word and encourage one another and bless one another. And I believe the Lord wants to give us far more than He has given us till now. And oh, maybe say, Lord, I want more of Your word in my life. And write down what's your action plan for 2015. Otherwise, 2015 will go away so easily. It will slip by. And still you will give excuse saying, I was too busy, I didn't get time. No, we all can find time if that work is important. If the word of God is important to us, somehow we will find time. Okay, there's one more possibility we have in 2015. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. It's my favorite verse. And Apostle Peter said this here, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. In 2015, you can become a good steward of the many grace that God's given you to bless others. I believe God's given all of us. Hello? I hope you're not sleeping. God's given all of us, His children, some gifts. And the gift is to bless the others, not for myself. And the more we use the gifts to bless and serve and make others richer, and I believe our own lives become fresher. You know, it says in Proverbs 11, as we water others, God will water us. And some of you may think, I don't have any spectacular gift. Start with small gifts, brothers. Can you shake hands with somebody today after the meeting? Can you stand behind and greet others and give them a smile? You can make a call on the phone or send an email. Give what God's given us, you. And God's given all of us many talents, as we know from that parable. And you, if God's given you 5, you got to multiply it. If God's given you 10, you multiply it. And as you seek to be faithful with the talents and the gift God's given you, you know, when we come to the end of the year, the Lord should be able to tell us, well done. Put your name there. Good and faithful servant. I gave you many gifts in 2015. You did not waste them. You did not bury them in the ground. You used them well and you multiply it. And the Lord will say, enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, may we all learn to bring joy to God's heart in 2015 by using all the gifts God's given us. And I hope this 31st December 2015, we'll hear some good testimonies, not like the old covenant testimonies. Some of you write down, 31st December, I'm not going to give the same old testimony. But God gave me grace to be faithful. And I believe that honors the Lord more than giving all excuses. Okay. The number 5th possibility we have. I want to turn to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17. If you want this year to be a happy year for you, Proverbs 23 verse 17 says, do not let your heart envy sinners, but live in the fear of the Lord, shall I tell, every day in 2015. Surely there's a future. There it is, brothers and sisters. You want a happy year? You want it to go well with you this year? Say, Lord, will you ask the Lord, help me to be in the fear of the Lord every day. Just imagine what will happen to CFC if everyone prayed like that and lived like that. You know, it says in Psalms 33 verse 18. It says that eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope for His loving kindness. God's eyes will be on you every day. I want God's eyes to be on me. And in Psalm 34, verse 12, He says, you want good life, brothers and sisters? Maybe from 11. Come, you children, listen to me. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. Who's the man who desires life and loves length of days that he may see good? You want good life this year? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And again he says, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. That's the secret for a happy, good, wonderful year. Oh, I wish it will go very well with all of you, brothers and sisters, this year. And may you all learn to walk in the fear of the Lord, departing from sin. And that should be the testimony of CFC. Not a doctrine that we have brothers and sisters here who fear God. It says in Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy. Yeah, that means you learn to hate sin more and more. Oh, may 2015 see you, bring you to a place where you hate sin more than all the past years. Can I hear amen? Amen. Yeah, I see not such a strong amen. Okay. And I want to encourage you to look at 2015, number 6, with the binoculars of faith. You know, in Numbers chapter 14, Numbers 14, verse 8, when Joshua and Caleb and others went to the land of Canaan to spy the land of Canaan, the majority brought an evil report. But Joshua and Caleb, see here, they said, verse 7, they spoke to all the congregation, saying, the land which we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, He will bring us to this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. They looked with faith. And I believe they had a good vision. And I want to challenge you this morning, dear brothers and sisters, look at 2015 as your land of Canaan. That, say, Lord, I believe it's going to be a good year for me. Take it as a gift from the Lord, as I said earlier. And I believe God has planned 12 months for our education, spiritual progress. You know, like in school, they plan the syllabus for every year. 12 months in a year, they plan the syllabus. And how many of you believe God's planned your syllabus? Hello? Yeah, I believe with all my heart, God's planned the syllabus for this year. And God's planned the trials, temptations, everything. And we must pass the exam this year. You know, it says in Psalms, our steps are ordered by the Lord. So that's why we walk by faith and we learn to please the Lord. And I believe God will give us all the grace we need. We don't get frightened. God will give us grace every day. And it says in Psalm 23, verse 2, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. And I believe the Lord wants to lead us in rest. Every day, it will be a day of rest. And then it says here, He refreshes my soul. And He leads us in the path of righteousness. And when you walk in the path of righteousness, it gets better and better. And that's what we have spoken about for many years. Proverbs 4:18. The path of the righteous is like a bright shining light that shines brighter and brighter. And He lead us by Spirit. He lead us from glory to glory. And one more promise, Psalm 20:32, verse 8. I like this promise. It says, the Lord says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. It says in the Living Bible, it says, in the best path of life, I will counsel you with my eye upon you. And Padma, you can put that. I want you to see that small picture I have of 2015. I hope you will see that I hope each month you'll get better and better and better. I hope you can see the land of Canaan for your life. You know, sometimes you don't understand the land of Canaan. That's in Israel. That's many thousands of years ago. Look at Canaan, land of Canaan as a possibility for you in 2015. That's a land flowing with milk and honey. And appropriate all that God has planned for you. And will you say, Lord, I want it to get better and better. I want to go higher and higher. And I want to have steady growth, steady progress, steady development. No, Paul told Timothy, let your progress be evident to all. I hope 2015, your progress will be evident to others. So when you come to December 31st, you should not be going down. You should be going higher and higher. One more amen if you believe. According to your faith be it unto you. I cannot force you, brothers and sisters. I can only say one thing. If you believe, it will be true. And I believe that's how it's going to be. That's God's will for all of us. It should get better and better and better. And may the Lord make it true in our lives. Okay. Before I close, I want to turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. I was blessed by this verse. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. You know, we read about a man here called Jabez. It says here, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. You know, even in the church, there are many brothers, but not all are honorable. I'm sorry to say that. All of us don't fear God in the same way. All of us don't humble ourselves in the same way. All of us are not faithful the same way. So there are some brothers and sisters who are more honorable than others. And here it says Jabez. His mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain. And then Jabez, it says here, verse 10, he called on God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that your hand may be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. Here is a man who prayed from his heart, and the Bible says, God granted him what he requested. Brothers and sisters, when you pray from your heart, God grants a request. And what's your prayer going to be today? I hope you'll say, Lord, make 2015 for me a wonderful year, like the land of Canaan, a year of progress. I hope you'll say, Lord, I want to make it glorious for me so that this year I can be a light and salt and a witness and a fragrance for you and a blessing to many. Will you make that your prayer, brothers and sisters? Apart from, not just, Lord, give me a job, give me a partner, give me a house, and give me good health, and give me this and that for my children. I believe the Lord is also interested in meeting all earthly needs. But primarily, say, Lord, help me to shine for you this year. And also, can you pray like Jabez? Lord, help me to walk with you. Will you also pray, Lord, give me grace to study your word? I've been pretty lazy in the past years. And Lord, this year I want to repent from all laziness. I want to make some progress in the study of your word. And like someone said, Lord, let the 66 books of the Bible go through me. Not just academic study, but Lord, let the Bible go through me. That's my desire. And I hope you will pray, Lord, help me to be in the fear of the Lord every day. And Lord, help me to use all the gifts you have given me to bless the others. And it says the Lord granted Jabez's request. And you think the Lord will not grant your request? Some of us think, or we pray in that hit or miss type of prayer. If we say, will Lord give me? No, Jabez was not like that. He prayed specifically. I believe if you pray specifically, your answer also will be specific. And pray from your heart, Lord, I don't want to be a zero-watt bulb this year. Lord, I want to shine. What is hindering me, Lord? Please show me. I want to remove all hindrance. The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and hindrance. I want to tell you, God's not going to do it for you. You're wasting your time chatting with your friends, loafing around, seeing all unnecessary things on the internet. Don't expect that God will bless you automatically. I want to say God's blessing does not come automatically. Every promise of God has a condition. He says God rewards those who seek Him diligently. And I want to really encourage you, dear brothers and sisters, learn from Jabez. Lord, this year, please help me to make spiritual progress. And I don't want to waste my time. And I want to do a mighty work in me. I want to count for you. And I believe you don't need long prayers. I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, just few minutes of prayer from your heart. Lord, make 2015 a different year than all the past years. And, you know, like we saw that picture. Will you pray? Lord, 31st December must see me higher. Like the victory stand. It goes higher and higher. And that's what I wish for all of you, brothers and sisters, this year. If you will not waste your time, if you will make use of all the opportunities God gives you, and if you are faithful every day, you'll find a steady growth, a steady progress, a steady development. And not only you will see it, others will see it. And I believe God, at the end of the day, will say, I'm happy with the progress you made. Just like God, the Father told about Jesus, this is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased. Even though not in that full measure, at least in a small measure, I believe the Lord can see our sincerity, that we do want growth and development. Like we sing the song, Lord, lift me up to a higher ground than I found. And may God grant our petition. Shall we close our eyes and pray? Dear Lord, thank you that you long to lead us to a higher ground. Thank you, Lord, you long to help us to make spiritual progress. And you long to help us to shine for you and to be a blessing to many. And you long that we'll walk with you, Lord, and fear you and serve others. And oh, we pray that you will bless the church here. Bless everyone here, Lord. Make this year a wonderful year so that when we come to the end of the year, that we don't have to regret, that we can trust you to give us a wonderful year. And we can really honor you. Oh, we pray that you will bless everyone. Thank you, Lord. You heard the prayer of Jabez. Hear our prayer also this morning. And make this year a tremendous year for all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We heard about the prayer of Jabez. If you look at that again in 1 Chronicles in chapter 4. You know, this is Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that you might be with me, and that you might keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested. Yeah, I believe at least the first part of Jabez's prayer under the new covenant, that God wants to bless us and enlarge our border. And I want you to understand, recognize that that has already happened. God has blessed us. And He wants to enlarge our border. And like we heard, I hope that we believe that God is going to do that in 2015. He'll enlarge our border. Every area of our lives, areas where, you know, it's so small, that God would enlarge that border, particularly in loving one another, that God would enlarge our hearts. Do we have that faith that in 2015, that I'm going to experience more and more of the Holy Spirit, that God would pour into my heart the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit in it. Enlarge my heart. Paul said to the Corinthians, he says, you're not restrained by us. You restrain yourselves. Your hearts are narrow, open wide. Your hearts to us, like our hearts open to you. And that's my prayer for 2015. And I believe that because, like we heard right at the beginning of this year, if we endure in love to the end, we'll be saved. So I want my heart, I want this border to be enlarged, that God can pour into my heart the love of God more and more in 2015, that no situation, no circumstance, no provocation can ever find me out of love. Do you believe that? Do you have faith for that? Very few amens for that. I want my border to be enlarged. I want my heart to be enlarged by God so that the love of God will be poured into my heart continuously and it will flow out to others. And like I said, you know, the prayer of Jabez has already been answered for us. If you turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter in chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. We read a little while ago, Newton read, that the one who desires, verse 10, desires life to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. But you know, it goes before that. Peter says then, verse 8, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult. I hope that's our desire. Even though in 2014 it had not been like that, we were not harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. There were situations we returned evil for evil. Our words had a sting in it. I hope that we have faith that in 2015 it's going to be different. Not returning insult for insult. But, this is it. And this is what I want to leave with us. But giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. Isn't that wonderful that we have been called for the very purpose to inherit a blessing? So, like God answered the prayer of Jabez, God has already blessed us because we are called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. And then it says, if we desire life to love and see good days, we keep our tongue from evil. But if I don't recognize that I've been blessed, I can be blessed to keep my tongue from evil. I can get help, I can get grace. I can love and I can turn away from evil and do good because I've been blessed. And it says we've been called for this very purpose so that we can bless others. Not just, Lord, bless me or bless my family, but make me a blessing. Let me bless others in 2015. And, you know, in verse 21 of 1 Peter 2, these go together. So, you know, we heard of what Brother Zach shared, the word for the beginning of this year. I don't know what is our response to what we heard. We have it out there that, you know, Paul and Barnabas strengthened and encouraged the disciples, saying to them, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. And you think, oh, what a word to begin the year with. I don't know what our response was. But I thank God for what I heard. Because it prepares me. You know, there Jabez prayed, like I said, you know, the first part of Jabez's prayer, I believe we can leave in the new covenant. But he says, Lord, keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. That's old covenant. Keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. But under the new covenant, verse 21 of 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, you've been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. So we see it goes together. Through many tribulations we enter into the kingdom of God, but I've been blessed. I've been called to inherit a blessing. So I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid of situations and circumstances and people who may hurt me and cause me pain, because I can bless them instead. That's how it must be. That's new covenant, my brothers and sisters. Old covenant, Lord, don't let others harm me and don't let me suffer pain. You know, I'll serve you, I'll be a witness for you, but keep me from harm. No, it's through many tribulations we enter the kingdom of God. I'm blessed and I will enter the kingdom of God, even if it causes me pain, even if it has to cause me my life. Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation. But be of good courage. I've overcome the world. So we don't have to fear, because Jesus has overcome the world, and it says we are called for this purpose, since Christ has suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. And what is his steps? Who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. While being reviled, he did not revile. In return, while suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. That's our calling, my brothers and sisters. Do you want to go that way in 2015? Like Jesus, we commit no sin, that we can get grace, no deceit, no lie found in his mouth. And when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. This is the true grace of God, Peter says in 1 Peter 5. Stand firm in it. This is new covenant. This is the blessing, like we read just now, that we are called in verse 9. They go together. We are called to suffer, to follow in his steps. We are called to inherit a blessing. So I don't have to be afraid. I'll get grace. I'll be strengthened. We think of all that's happening. You know, and what would happen if we face such situations, like people in Iraq who leave their homes and have to run with their children, and many of them lose their children, and we get, and our hearts fail for fear, then, you know, we are still under old covenant. But I want to encourage us that we live with the new covenant blessing. You turn to Galatians in chapter 3. You know, there's a further confirmation there. Galatians in chapter 3. What we read in 1 Peter, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, that's to you and me, so that we receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The blessing of Abraham has come to us Gentiles so that we receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And what is that blessing in Hebrews chapter 6? You turn to Hebrews in chapter 6. And there in the beginning, you know, Paul speaks there in verse 4, those who have been enlightened and tasted of the heavenly gift have been made part of Hebrews 6, 4, I'm reading. Been made partakers of the Holy Spirit, tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away. It's impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucified to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. And he says, for the ground that drinks the rain which often falls on it and brings forth vegetation, useful to those whose sake it is also tilled, receives a blessing from God. But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and it ends up being burned. And this is what I want you to look at. But you, beloved, we are convinced of better things. I don't have to be afraid, I'll follow thee. We are convinced of better things concerning you and things that accompany salvation, though we are speaking in this way. It's a warning, Paul said, you know, that it's possible to follow thee. But we are convinced of better things. Are you convinced of better things, my brothers and sisters, for 2015? I am convinced. Better things. Because we are called to inherit a blessing. And we go on to read there. It says there, God is not unjust, so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward his name and having ministered and still ministering to the saints. And we desire that each of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. We read in Galatians about the promise of Abraham coming to the Gentiles. And he says that we are not to be sluggish, not to be lazy. And we want to just laze around and, you know, live in our comfort zones. No, I am blessed of God. And if I have to go through pain, I'm not going to pray the prayer of Jabez. Lord, keep me from harm, that nobody causes me pain. Let them cause me pain, Lord. But my heart has been enlarged. My border has been enlarged so that the love of God fills me. And that love flows out to others even if they cause me pain. I hope that this is what you want in 2015, my brothers and sisters. There will be situations, there will be circumstances, there will be people who will cause you pain. There will be situations where you will be harmed. But the love of God will flow from our hearts, because like it says there, that we are called to inherit the promises. For when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, this is the promise, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply you. And so having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. And then he goes on to say that men swear by one greater than themselves with an oath to confirm the promise they make to one another. Same way, God, desiring even more to show to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of his promise. You know, like Balaam said that God had blessed his people, I blessed them and I will not revoke that blessing. And I want to encourage us, my brothers and sisters, even if we will go through tribulation, we will go through circumstances where, you know, others or situations may cause us pain. We will face situations perhaps in the future in this country where we are harmed, but we are blessed, and God will never revoke that blessing. And that blessing can flow through us. We are called to inherit a blessing so that we can bless others even when they harm us, when they cause us pain, when we face situations in our work spot, and all kinds of things can happen. Restrictions can be put on Christians. But I've been blessed. I don't have to fear tribulation. I don't have to fear that people cause me harm and pain, because I've been blessed. And God will not revoke that blessing. I hope this blesses and encourages your heart. I can live life like we read in 1 Peter 3 and really see good days. I can keep my tongue from evil, my lips from speaking deceit. Whatever happened in 2014, how many times I slipped up and my tongue spoke evil in 2015, it's going to be better. Paul says, I'm convinced of better things concerning you, things that accompany salvation. And I want to say to you in Jesus' name, of those of you who are part of the family of God, I'm convinced of better things concerning you. I hope you are convinced too. Things that accompany salvation. That your border will be enlarged. You're being blessed. You're called for this purpose to inherit a blessing. And you can bless others. May God strengthen and encourage our hearts. so that we can live the life that God has called us to live. And it says in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 13, who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? Who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? And even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you're blessed. There it is again. You're blessed. Do not fear their intimidation. Do not be troubled. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. And keep a good conscience, so that in thing which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. For it is better, if God will it so, that you suffer for doing for what is right, rather than for doing what is wrong. For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, that so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, made alive in the spirit. And that's our calling, my brothers and sisters. We have been blessed, and God will never revoke that blessing, so we can bless others. May God help us, that he will enlarge our borders, enlarge our hearts, so that the love of God can be poured into our hearts, and no matter what we go through, through tribulation we enter the kingdom of God, but as we enter the kingdom of God, we bless others. Amen. Let's stand up and sing together, Make Me a Blessing. That lovely chorus, Make Me a Blessing, Make Me a Blessing, Lord, I pray. I hope that's your cry this morning. Lord, I'm not afraid of what 2015 brings me, because I've been blessed. You called me for this purpose. I've inherited a blessing. I've been blessed so that I can bless others. Come, brothers, let's say amen to that. I hope you believe it. You've been blessed, and God will not revoke that blessing, so that we can bless others in 2015 and tell them because of Christ's love. That's our calling, my brothers and sisters. We are called for this very purpose, not only to suffer and to follow in His footsteps, but called also to bless others. Let's pray. Lord, it's not just a pie in the sky and wishful thinking. It's reality. And to confirm that, you've given us the Holy Spirit as a pledge. And I want to remind us this morning, my dear brothers and sisters, impossible, impossible to be a blessing. Impossible to go through tribulation and trial and be able to bless others without the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you've never asked Him desperately all these years, will you ask Him this morning? Will you ask Him as we have entered 2015, already lived 10 days? We got another 355 days. Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. I can't live this life without the power of your Holy Spirit. Don't think of dates. Don't think of any experience, but how is it today? Maybe some of us need a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. You open your heart and your life to Him. Say, Lord Jesus, I cannot be the blessing you want me to be to my generation without the power of the Holy Spirit. Now open my life to you this morning. Please forgive me. I've drained out, Lord, in 2014. I've leaked out, particularly through my tongue. I repent. I want it to be different in 2015. I want to love life and see good days. I want to keep my tongue from evil. Lord, forgive me. Let it be different, Lord Jesus, that I can speak gracious words that grace will flow from my lips in 2015. And I cannot, Lord, without the power of the Holy Spirit. And so fill me afresh. Fill me afresh this morning so that I can live this year being a blessing to others. I can live this year following in your footsteps to suffer when reviled, to not revile in return. Not threaten, but I would bless others. Lord, I want to live the life you called me to live, Lord Jesus. And so fill me with the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Spirit upon us, Lord, this morning. Cry out to him, my brother, sister. Cry out in your need and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a needy person. I'm in desperate need. Pour out your Spirit upon me. Baptize me afresh in the Holy Spirit and fire. Cry out to him. Lift up your voice. Don't be afraid to cry out to him. Don't be conscious of who's listening to you. Just cry out to him, Lord, I'm a needy man. I'm a needy woman. I'm in great need, Lord. And I cannot live 2015 blessing others. Lord Jesus, I want to bless someone every day of my life. Pour out your Spirit upon me, Lord Jesus. Give me power. Give me power, Lord, to be a witness for you. To be able to tell others of your love, Lord Jesus, what you did for us. We seek you with all of our hearts as a church. Revive us, Lord. Save us from just being wanting to live in our comfort zones. We pray that your Spirit would come mightily upon us as a church and revive us and refresh us. Energize us, Lord Jesus, we pray, so that we can bless because we've been blessed. Thank you, Lord. You were able to do this because you became a curse for us on that cross. And the blessing of God, the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of Jesus Christ has come upon us, Gentiles. We worship you, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you for your word and for speaking to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.